I'm Rosemary Hosmalt, founder of Project Management Perspectives and facilitator of an audio series by key project management professionals on what business leaders must understand about accelerating execution of strategy through project work. Today I'm here with Russ McDowell. He's a project management professional with PMI, Project Management Institute, and he's participated in creating three of their organizational project management standards. He has extensive experience in teaching all levels of project management offices, and maturity models. He has his electrical degree and also his master's in systems engineering from Carleton University in Ottawa, Canada, and he's a senior member of IEEE. The project management industry is facing a lot of challenges. One of them is showing that we actually deliver benefits into the business. So, Russ, what's the story behind your interest in the topic of delivering project results from enterprise strategy?
Well, thanks for those kind words, Rosemary. Just to give you a flavor of this, again, I started my career in very technical, as you mentioned there, engineering type areas and research and development. And I guess like most people who start in technology, it took me quite a while to realize the importance on the business side of some of the projects I was running. In particular, as I've spent more and more time in the project management consulting world, I've realized that businesses are having an extremely difficult time in terms of how to bridge from that implementation of their strategy and their vision into results for the organization. And with my background in projects and things, that's one of the areas where I feel that if we do this right, if we understand this right as project practitioners, we can offer a lot of benefits to an organization in order to be able to implement that strategy. If you take a look at why organizations need to be more nimble, faster on their feet, quicker to market these days, there's a lot of challenges that are coming to business executives and organizations. For example, some of those come from increased globalization, new market opportunities, mergers and acquisitions, need to increase efficiency, reduce time to market of new products, downsizing, right-sizing, outsourcing, accelerated technology change, legislative change such as Sarbanes-Oxley, etc. So what some of the areas that business executives are struggling with is how do I take my vision and get it into the marketplace and achieve benefits for my organization much faster? And again, just when I use that term business executives, I'm really trying to include a lot more than what we would normally think of as in business. These approaches are equally applicable if you're looking at public service, i.e., federal governments, municipal governments, nonprofit organizations, or even professional societies like PMI and the IEEE or Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers. Key thing here is they have to be focused on achieving increased benefits for their organization. And those benefits aren't necessarily measured in monetary returns. If you think about government organizations, a lot of them need to make social benefits, public awareness of roles, etc. So the key here is how do you take that vision, have an approach which will quickly allow you to get new capabilities or enhance capabilities to allow you to deliver on that strategy.
I can see, based upon your experience and your interest, that you're wanting to help organizations increase the linkage between project work and corporate strategy or corporate vision. How does organizational project management help in this linkage?
Well, in terms of organizational project management, again, the experience I've had is that a lot of project people tend to just focus on the project management of their project. And when you start looking at organizational project management, you need to take a much broader view of what that means and its benefits and in some cases drawbacks to the organization. For example, one of the clients I was working with in the past years has been NAV Canada, which is responsible for air traffic control within Canadian airspace and oceanic air traffic control. And when you're looking at aerospace or militarized programs, one of the things you have to take into account is the entire life cycle management. So whereas a project manager might be just focused on how do I get my deliverables done on time, on scope, on budget, from an organizational perspective, it's much more important to think of the life cycle management aspects. You need to very carefully consider how do I hand this over to operations in terms that they're able to take that and run with it. So if you take a look at the PMI's portfolio management standard, in there on figure 1-3, they've got a wonderful pyramid which shows that you need to have your projects being driven from the organizational strategy and objectives, but the projects themselves are going to end up returning the artifacts of the project, if you will, to the ongoing operations. The projects don't deliver benefits to an organization. What the projects do is they deliver either new or increased capabilities to the organization. An organization is only going to benefit from that when their operations people take that and run with it. So again, from the NAV Canada perspective, it wasn't enough for me and my project team to deliver new voice communication systems for the air traffic controllers. It was important to think through the entire life cycle management of how do I make sure that the engineering maintenance people and the life cycle management people are trained up and ready to take this project from me. How do I make sure that the air traffic controllers are fully trained in how to use this new capability? How do I make sure that the support techs have all the spare parts, and how do I make sure that they're trained to isolate the faults in the system so that they can quickly repair it in an environment such as air traffic control? It's very important safety, literally life critical, that those machines are operational at a high availability. So, again, organizational project management, the benefit to an organization there is going to be that increased nimbleness to take project management methodology and to be able to quickly go from the organizational strategy into deliverables which hand over to the operations of the organization. Those deliverables, by their nature, will give either new or improved capabilities to the operations, and the operations will then take that and use those to create benefits to the organization. One of the key areas here that is relatively new, again, relative to the project management world, but is something which PMI's most recently put in the portfolio management standard, is as part of figuring that out, most organizations have far more good opportunities, good ideas that they would like to pursue than they've got the resources or the capability to do it. So one of the challenges facing any organization today is how do I take all those good ideas that my people have come up with and how do I select that subset that is best aligned to the strategy and the vision of where I want to go and that will give me the least risk and most probable benefits in terms of realizing the value of my investment in a project portfolio. So, you know, best summed up, I think, by the quote from Henry Ford, that the greatest waste in business is doing the wrong thing well. So, you know, if you look at it, project management's about doing the projects right, but that portfolio management is about doing the right projects. And so one of the key areas in this outcome management, in the organizational project management, is to understand how I go about selecting the right portfolio to invest in.
So what are your thoughts on selecting the right portfolio to invest in? What are some key questions?
Well, key questions there is again, every organization has certain objectives or strategy that they've gone to the marketplace in. So, you know, for example, in one area, so let's say technology deployment outsourcing, a company might go in with a strategy that they're going to be low-cost compliant, and therefore they will put in certain projects and tools and techniques and methodology that allow them to deliver at the lowest possible price. In the same market space, another organization might decide, well, they want to be known as the most innovative in terms of technology deployment, and so they're going to invest in projects which bring on board new tools and new ways of doing things, you know, sometimes literally on that leading edge of technology. And then a third company, they might decide they just want to be known as the best partner to go with, and so they might spend a lot more of their project and their times on customer relationships and, you know, always being known as, if you have a problem, pick up the phone, we want to know about it. Because that's the market space that they've identified for themselves. So within the same industry, you've got right there three different strategic ways of trying to identify your market niche, and from that should be used your selection criteria for which kinds of projects you're going to invest in.
So if we selected and actually invested in the right projects, how do we actually measure after those projects are delivered into the organization or to the users that we've made the right investment? What does organizational project management have to say about that?
Great question, Rosemary. What that leads to, you know, when you look at investing in portfolios and when you talk about organizational project management, a lot of places have started out first off with the project management and doing those projects right. If they've advanced beyond that, usually most of the organizations around are looking at how do I do portfolio and the selection of the investment. What that's missing is that key third step, which is, how do I get feedback that I'm actually doing the right kind of investment? And that leads us into the area of outcome management. Let me give you an idea on that one. One of the projects I was involved with was a federal government initiative where they were outsourcing the services to run a student loans program. Now, again, we're talking about literally hundreds of thousands of students and several billions of dollars worth of funds being given out to students in order that they may pursue higher education, if you will, college, university, some directed studies, etc. One of the projects I was running there was as a transition project manager where they had were trying to select down to one vendor from the several they had. And from a transition project perspective, the key outcome was obviously that they would have transferred all the old data and stuff to this new project, to this new outsource provider. But if you start looking at outcome management, if you think about it, the overarching reason for investing in the student loans programs was not whether or not this new vendor would be able to do it 10% more efficient or whether they would be able to implement new policies quicker, but the overriding benefit from a government policy perspective was, by investing in these students, have we actually increased the percentage of less advantaged students who are taking who are now enrolled in taking higher education projects. So if you look at higher education studies, if you look at from a project perspective, you would never have come out with those kinds of benefits as a way of measuring. The other key thing is that in a lot of cases, as I mentioned, the projects deliver a capability to the operations. It's only after operations has been using it for a period of time that you now have the opportunity to go in and measure whether the benefits were actually achieved. at that point in time, usually the project team has been dispersed and gone back to their regular jobs. And so the project team's not around in order to do this outcome management. So it leads to the question, well, where do we or who in the organization's responsible for doing measuring outcomes and whether or not we achieve the benefits we expected from the investment? There's a couple of areas here that I think are particularly good at handling this kind of area. Again, if you look at the couple of definitions here, an outcome is something that follows as a result or consequence. So what we're looking at is things that follow as a result of our project having done something or delivered something. And outcome management is the set of activities for planning, managing, and realizing the desired outcomes from the initiative. So the initiative was our project delivered certain capabilities, but the outcome management looks further down the line at, did I achieve the benefits I expected from those new capabilities? One of the best methodologies I've run across that handles this in a nice way is the PRINCE2 methodology, which is more popular in Europe and the United Kingdom. And one of the deliverables they have at the end of their projects is what's called a post-project review plan. Now, again, in project management, usually we think of these lessons learned and project closeout reports. This post-project review plan is more concerned with how and when measurement of the achievement of the project benefits can be made. And part of what happens as a post-project review is identifying the follow-on actions that the project sponsor or the steering committee or, in the terms of PRINCE2, the executive is responsible for ensuring that the reviews happen after the project has finished. And it covers all the benefits mentioned in the business case. So again, this is the outcome management is what's tying all this back together to make sure that our investment in projects, which is should be driven by a business case, and when you think about business cases, it's the operations side of the organization which has to identify benefits that will come from the investment in those projects. So it goes right back to looking at the business case and the benefits you expected, and usually it's the operations side that has to be responsible for measuring the outcomes from that project and then relating that back to the savings or benefits that were identified in the business case. That's what outcome management will do for you. That's where it ensures you're getting the benefits you expected. It ensures the organization actually benefits from the investment in the project. And when you think about it, that closes the feedback loop, if you will, so that when you're looking at portfolio management, i.e. the selection of projects to start with, now you're starting to get some feedback about how good you were at picking the right investments. And that's how you get better and more mature at portfolio management as well.
Well, she shared a lot of information that allows us as business leaders and also senior project management professionals to truly have the tools and techniques and a framework to deliver project results that are very linked up to enterprise strategy. This author has decades of experience that allows him to clearly state that organizations can have a larger degree of success in implementing their vision or strategy. Really, the executive leaders of the organizations can look to the promise of organizational project management. There are some terminologies and techniques that are defined that really focus on the inherent capabilities that can force us as project managers to look at how we implement change all the way from the business case to after that project has been implemented. So, Russ, I really thank you for your time today. I appreciate that you've spent a lot of effort volunteering and you have extensive amount of project management experience that allows you to speak very clearly on this subject. And it's really, the organizational project management is part of the path to making project management in any organization a strategic asset. Russ, how can we contact you?
Well, probably the best way is through my website at www.russona.com. Again, I'd love to hear from you, and certainly any questions you might have and thoughts as to where we're going with organizational project management and challenges you may have in terms of how to go about executing the strategy and selecting the right projects. Thank you very much.
Thank you.